Topic 1. Technique 12, Schematic Diagrams, and Flowcharts. Technique 12, involves using diagrams that display a series of steps, and or components connected together. The diagrams might show the flow of energy, data, fluid, traffic, electricity, gas, water, air, or money, through the connections. Technique 12 is used in many fields. When people plan a long driving trip with a roadmap, involving designated stops for eating, gas stations, and sleep, they are essentially using a simplified version of this technique. Both schematic diagrams and flowcharts are illustrations that generally involve specific steps or components that are represented by symbols, sketches, or pictures, with lines or arrows connecting them. The symbols can sometimes be words encased in geometric figures. The symbols may represent specific occurrences or tasks. However, the symbols often represent specific entities, especially in schematic diagrams, such as electronic components, mechanical devices, organs, cellular structures, etc. The arrows or lines connecting the components can represent wires, pipes, arteries, veins, roadways, the flow of time, or hypothetical or virtual pathways. Left-click on the following links for web-based examples of schematic diagrams and flowcharts. Schematic diagram of a crystal radio. The source is making and using crystal radios, posted by PIFLAB. Schematic diagrams of crystal radios, from Google Images. Auxiliary aircraft systems hydraulic system schematic. Schematic diagram of hydraulic systems, Google Images. Simple flowchart water cycle. Flowchart of water cycle, from Google Images. Carbon dioxide cycle flowchart. The source is Government of Australia, obtained from Cable, a trading division of Cable Intelligence Limited. Carbon dioxide cycle flowcharts from Google Images. Subtopic, the similarity between schematic diagrams and flowcharts. Schematic diagrams and flowcharts are illustrations that are more or less similar to each other. Sometimes these terms are used almost interchangeably, and it is sometimes difficult to decide what should be called a schematic diagram and what should be classified as a flowchart. This is especially the case in biology, which can be seen from the following web-based examples. Flowcharts for the endocrine system, from Google Images. Schematic diagrams for the endocrine system, from Google Images. Flowcharts for photosynthesis, from Google Images. Schematic diagrams for photosynthesis, from Google Images. Flowcharts of changes in the Earth's crust, from Google Images. Schematic diagrams of changes in the Earth's crust, from Google Images. The idea to keep in mind is it is not important how a diagram is classified, but it is very important to be certain that the diagram is serving the required function optimally. Usually the required function falls roughly into two categories, which is how to build something, or an explanation of how an entity functions. This is explained in the following two paragraphs. When the function of the diagram is to illustrate how to build something, such as an electronic circuit, the diagram must be very precise. The diagram, or attached fact sheet, must contain all relevant parameters of the components. This is because the components must be purchased to build the device. When a diagram fits the above criteria, I classify it as a schematic diagram. Diagrams are very often used to explain cause and effect sequences, and/or dynamics and mechanics of natural entities, or devices created by humans. When the diagram is used to explain a general concept, or how a device functions, the parameters mentioned in the previous paragraph might be irrelevant, and possibly an unnecessary distraction. Diagrams in this category are usually less precise than the diagrams described in the previous paragraph. I classify diagrams that fit the above criteria as flowcharts. Subtopic, the utility of schematic diagrams. Schematic diagrams are often used in engineering and electronics. Schematic diagrams are often used to represent the precise components and connections that are required to build a system, subsystem, mechanical device, or an electronic circuit. Note: sometimes a black box is used to represent a set of components that comprise a subsystem. For example, if an electronic circuit contains an amplifier, instead of creating a schematic diagram of the hundreds of components that comprise an amplifier, a single box might be used to represent that amplifier. When this is done, the separate schematic diagram might be created to provide the details needed to build the device represented by the black box. Sometimes black boxes represent components that are not fully understood, especially in biology. This often involves an understanding of the input and an understanding of the output of a component, but little or no understanding of how the input was converted to the output. Presented below, there are a number of examples of schematic diagrams that relate to specific fields. Plumbing schematics. The source is can be accessed from this link: Plumbing Schematics, External Pressure Pump. Schematic diagrams for plumbing from Google Images. Simple hobby electronic circuits, homemade circuit projects. Schematic diagrams for electronic circuits from Google Images. Samples/universal diagramming/education, medicine. Schematic diagrams for endocrine system from Google Images. Schematic diagrams for sex hormones from Google Images. Schematic diagrams for endocrine system from Google Images. Schematic diagrams for blood circulation from Google Images. Schematic diagrams for photosynthesis from Google Images. Schematic diagrams for ADP and ATP from Google Images. Schematic diagrams for meteorology from Google Images. Schematic diagrams for lymphatic circulation from Google Images. Schematic diagrams of the proposed molecular mechanism for osteoporosis due to osteoblast function loss. This diagram was obtained from a ResearchGate page. The original article is accessible from this link: Core Level Regulatory Network of Osteoblast as Molecular Mechanism for Osteoporosis and Treatment, Roshi Yuan. Subtopic: Schematic diagrams and flow charts often involve cause and effect sequences, which may be exergonic or endergonic. Schematic diagrams and flow charts usually depict entities that involve one or more cause and effect sequences. This often involves a set of steps or actions that take place sequentially. However, they can also involve steps that take place simultaneously, especially if the diagram involves a complex system. The diagrams depict the flow of energy, data, fluid, and/or other entity from one component to another. As explained in Chapter 13, there are two general categories of cause and effect sequences, which I am calling exergonic and endergonic. These are terms that I borrowed from chemistry, which relate to the output or input of energy of a reaction. This is explained in the following two paragraphs. Exergonic cause and effect sequences do not require a continuous input of energy, and they release energy into the environment. However, these sequences may require a small amount of energy to initiate the reaction. Two examples are forest fires and the energy produced by nuclear reactors. Endergonic cause and effect sequences require a continuous input of energy to take place. The cause and effect sequences that take place in internal combustion engines and in electronic devices are endergonic. Most schematic diagrams and flow charts depict systems that involve one or more endergonic cause and effect sequences. Presented below, there are web links to schematic diagrams and flow charts that represent exergonic and endergonic systems. The hydrogen bomb, schematic exergonic releases energy. Nuclear flow charts, exergonic releases energy. Photosynthesis flow chart, endergonic requires energy. Endocrine system flowchart, endergonic requires energy. The simplest amplifier circuit diagram, endergonic requires energy. Single transistor radio, endergonic requires energy. Pulsating DC current. Schematic symbol for AC power supply. Subtopic: the application of the concepts presented above to create software with Microsoft Excel. I used the concepts presented in this topic to create online software with Microsoft Excel and spreadsheet converter. This essentially involves schematic diagrams that depict the flow of data from one formula to another. The flow of data and the processing of the data by each formula is an endergonic cause and effect sequence. In the following paragraph, I explain an example of this type of software. About 5 years ago, 2012, I created a very complex software device for demonstrational and experimental purposes. This device involves a number of endergonic cause and effect sequences. The sequences take place automatically when one of the update buttons on the software is clicked with the mouse. The software is comprised of a semi-random number generator that uses the computer's clock and the number of formulas to generate random numbers. The random numbers are automatically fed into 10 calculation devices, which carry out over 60 calculations simultaneously, involving algebra, calculus, hyperbolic functions, trigonometry, and geometric calculations for a circle and rectangle. The software has a schematic diagram displayed on its surface, which consists of formulas and lines depicting the flow of data from one formula to another. The software is about 21 pages in length. You can access the online version of the software from the following links: www.techfortext.com web link. If you want detailed information about the software, left click on the following link: www.techfortext.com web link. Note: the above web page does not display optimally in Internet Explorer. Ideally, you should use Chrome, Firefox, or Opera. If you want to download any of the above browsers, click on the bold blue underlined words. Subtopic: the application of flowcharts for the soft sciences. Flowcharts can be useful for the soft sciences, such as history, sociology, and psychology. A good example of application of flowcharts to history is apparent from the following quote obtained from Chris Butler at www.flowofhistory.com. Quote: "As a history teacher at University High School in Urbana, Illinois since 1979, I have developed a method for teaching history, using a series of about 200 cross-referenced flowcharts and over 100 PowerPoint multimedia lecture outlines to help students see history as a dynamic process of causes and effects, not just a meaningless list of names and dates." Close quote. Additional examples of the application of flowcharts to the soft sciences can be seen by clicking on the following links: Cycles of Conflict, a computational modeling alternative to Collins's theory of conflict escalation; The Results of World War I; The Road to World War II 1919-39; World War II in Europe; Biological, Cultural, and Technological Evolution in History; The Israelites c. 2000-500 BCE; Google Images, Flowcharts for Psychology; Psychology Major Flowchart; Google Images, Flowcharts for Sociology. Subtopic: using schematic diagrams and flowcharts for your writing. Schematic diagrams and flowcharts can be very useful to reinforce your writing. This can involve creating schematic diagrams and flowcharts to support your arguments and explanations. This is especially the case if you are dealing with science, engineering, electronics, business, or any material that involves cause and effect sequences. The development of a problem and its solution can sometimes be explained with flowcharts. The steps to obtain a solution or long-term goal can be illustrated with flowcharts, which can include the estimated time interval and cost to complete each step. Subtopic: schematic diagrams and writing. Schematic diagrams are very useful when writing about technical or scientific material. This is especially the case when the material you are writing about involves electronics, fluid flow, or data transmission through a complex network. If your readers have appropriate training, a single schematic diagram can clearly illustrate a very complex set of ideas. This can involve how to build an electronic circuit, or any device that involves fluid flow. Subtopic: flowcharts and writing. If you are writing general articles, flowcharts are probably more useful than schematic diagrams. It is easy to create flowcharts to illustrate specific ideas. The complexity of flowcharts can be adjusted to meet the needs of the readers. Flowcharts usually do not involve a precise set of components the way schematic diagrams do. Flowcharts are widely used as illustrations, in business, in articles for the general reader, and sometimes in scientific textbooks. Flowcharts can be used to represent workflow on an assembly line, which may include estimates of the required time to complete specific tasks. Flowcharts are sometimes used to illustrate hypothetical concepts, plans, goals, and the causes and solutions to problems. Flowcharts may be used to illustrate ideas or concepts without scientific certainty or mathematical precision. Often the ideas presented by flowcharts are possibilities as opposed to certainties, especially when they are used in business, to predict future profits. Subtopic: the difference in utility between flowcharts and schematic diagrams for the writer. Flowcharts and schematic diagrams have a somewhat different utility from the perspective of the writer. This is explained with the following two examples. If you are explaining how an oil well drilling platform works, you should use a flowchart. This should include all the components that are necessary to explain how the device functions. On the other hand, if you are writing instructions on how to build or assemble an oil well drilling platform, you should use a schematic diagram. This diagram should include every component that is necessary to build the device, including the parameters of each component. Problem solving and goal attainment, assisted with schematic diagrams or flowcharts. Schematic diagrams and flowcharts are useful for certain types of problem solving and goal attainment efforts. Problems can sometimes involve multiple factors and complex dynamics. Problems in this category can be represented in flowcharts, in terms of cause and effect sequences and/or contributing factors. This can sometimes reveal solutions, and it might reveal strategies to prevent the recurrence of the problem. Flowcharts are best for non-technical problems, and schematic diagrams are best for technical problems, such as a failure of an electronic circuit. Complex goals can be outlined with flowcharts or schematic diagrams. This is especially useful when the goal is complex, or when a series of precise steps must be carried out in sequence to obtain an objective. For non-technical goals, including personal objectives, flowcharts are likely to be useful. For technical goals, such as building an electronic circuit, schematic diagrams should be used. Flowcharts can be used to evaluate how individuals, corporations, succeeded and failed in goal attainment. This may reveal successful strategies for obtaining specific goals, as well as strategies to avoid. It can also reveal the sequences of steps and roadblocks that frequently lead to fortunate and unfortunate life situations, such as wealth, poverty, academic success, school failure, health, and illness. If you want to obtain a major goal, talk to people that obtain similar goals. With this information, create flowcharts that depict the strategies they used to obtain the goal. The flowcharts should include the problems they faced and the solutions they used. This is especially useful for career goals. For additional and supporting information for the above subtopic, see the following web-based sources. Problem-Solving Methodology Wizard Flowchart, Flowchart for the Problem-Solving Methodology Wizard. Process flowchart. YouTube search pages problem solving and flowcharts. Video, problem solving techniques number 8, flowcharts, Eugene Lefflin. Video, problem solving, pseudocode and flowchart, Heidi Gentry Collin. Video, problem solving, pseudocode and flowchart sequential logic, by Heidi Gentry Collin. Video, equation solving with flowcharts, by Carolyn McKellow. Video, problem solving techniques number 1, Pareto analysis. Google Images, problem analysis with flowcharts. Google Images, problem solving with flowcharts. Google Images, schematic diagrams to solve problems. Google Images, flowcharts showing successful strategies.